Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
My mom's filing for divorce.
I'd love the chance to talk to her so she can see for herself just how much I've changed.
I should hear your father out.
Really nice seeing your mother up here after all this time.
Yeah.
Just in time, too, right?
Just in time for what?
Your father's parole.
Serena and Colin are over. Do not continue to jeopardize her future.
If only you were the only teacher Serena had an inappropriate relationship with.
Serena's in the hospital.
Oh my God, you drugged her.
That was not part of the plan.
But this isn't just about you anymore.
I was wondering if you wanted to discuss a place for her recovery.
Ostrov Center.
Your daughter wakes up alone, drugged in an empty motel room, and you just have her committed.
Juliet may have been behind Serena's overdose. What do you say we find that bitch and get us a little frontier justice?
Where is she now, Serena?
And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell.
You know you love me.
XOXO.
Spotted. Dan and Blair exiting Santa Ambrose with Espresso Doppio for two. But we hear it's not the caffeine that's got them talking a mile a minute. It's a mission.
So, Julia dressed up like Serena at Santa Centers to destroy her relationships with me and Nate.
And enlist Vanessa and Jenny to mess with me.
Which is devious and pathetic, but let's face it, around here, it's just another Saturday night.
Well, you can't strap a mass ball and not expect at least one social climbing doppelganger to try and impersonate you.
But then, according to Jenny, Julia posted a photo of herself as Serena doing coke.
And for that, she will be judged by a higher power, but
we've seen worse.
Well, I was going to say done worse, but yes.
Okay, but then, Serena wakes up in a motel room after almost ODing.
And that is where the Juliet Express goes off the rails and heads straight for Crazy Town.
The next thing we know, Serena wakes up, insists she didn't go on a bender.
But then the photo shows up online and she starts to doubt herself and checks herself into the Ostra. Which brings us up to the present.
The thing we need to figure out is why. I mean, Colin, Nate, Hamilton House, none of that explains taking things so far.
Well, as someone well acquainted with the darker human emotions, let me offer my theory. There is only one motive powerful enough to fuel a gaslighting like this, and that is retribution.
Retribution for what?
I know I've already said this, but I'm really proud of you and so is Mom.
Is that why she's here to tell me herself? Do I even want to know where she is?
She and Chuck are meeting with a reporter from the Post this morning. Some profile on Bass Industries.
Oh, the Post, because they have such award-winning business coverage.
And I'm telling you, detect a whiff of ode to damage control.
Mom's classic scent brings back the fondest memories of childhood.
I'm way ahead of you there, but when I confronted her about it, she didn't deny it. Bass Industries is a family-run company. And like it or not, what the family does affects what people think about it.
I know I've put her in a tough position. But please promise me that you'll try to keep her honest about where I am and what's going on. No stories about Aunt Carol's in Miami like when you were here.
I am on it. Although that Marlins jersey the Park Bass bought me that year for Christmas would look great on you.
Serena?
Eric.
Hey.
So, have you made a decision?
What do you mean, no visitors? I don't think you realize who we are.
Whom she thinks she is more like. Look, I'm family. I'm Serena's brother, or stepbrother, technically, which I do mostly try to put out of my mind, seeing as we dated pretty
seriously. They treat people in here for less serious complexes than that. Do you want to get committed? I'll just call her. I'm sure that we're on her list.
There is no list, and her phone was locked away in a drawer somewhere. Look, Serena's doctor recommended that she start a treatment with 72 hours no contact. That includes me, my mom, and you guys.
No, but Serena doesn't need to be here. Juliet was behind everything.
I made some questions for her.
Whatever screwy series of events got her in the front door, she's here now. And she's getting the help she's probably needed for a long time, so. Whatever you're up to, you need to do it without Serena.
Looks like someone's going to have a busy holiday season.
Well, unfortunately, they're all followed up by a polite phone call asking if your father will be attending. Or in the case of Lily's holiday party for Bass Industries, a handwritten note saying she hopes I understand.
Wow, I guess I always thought the mean girls got a little nicer once they grew up and had kids of their own.
Quite the opposite, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But no party is more important than family.
Yeah, about that.
Nate, what is it?
So I really appreciate everything you've been doing for Dad, and I, you know, want to make sure he deserves the chance you're giving him. So I called our business manager and asked if Dad had been in contact, made any plans for when he got out.
Please tell me you didn't book a one-way flight to the Caribbean.
No, but he did ask about leasing a house outside the city.
Why wasn't I told about this?
He wanted to tell you. Dad begged him not to say anything. Ray said you'd find out soon enough. It was supposed to be a surprise.
I wish I was surprised. So he uses our address to get parole and uses my money to get his own place. Same old Howard.
I'm sorry, Mom. I understand if you don't want to go through with this. I just, you know, I really thought he had changed.
So did I. I'll call the lawyers.
I got you into this mess, okay? I'll go to Dad. I'll tell him.
Can't do nothing for 3 days. Who knows how far Juliet could get in that time?
Yeah, I think you just gotta tell my dad, Millie. What Juliet did with these pills is against the law.
Police and parents. Of course that's your plan, Humphrey. Well, we could sneak in to see Serena. That receptionist got a pretty good look at me, but maybe he's awake.
That's your plan? Disguises and accents?
I never said anything about accents. Can you do any?
No, Erica's right. We need to leave Serena out of this and just find Juliet on our own.
Well, Colin is her cousin. We could track him down at whatever economic summit he's at this week.
They dated her.
My minions knew her for a whole year before we showed up.
Or there is someone who seems to know everything about everyone.
Besides me, who? Gossip Girl? She's not a Ouija board, Humphrey. You can't just ask, where's Juliet, and expect her to point you in the right direction.
Maybe you can. Well, think about it. You and Serena are her people, not Juliet. Serena really could have been hurt, and plus I'm sure she's furious that Juliet sent in that fake photo. Does she even know that it's fake?
Hey, Juliet! It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be home.
This is excruciating. What if she doesn't respond and all we're doing is wasting a valuable time?
Our time is not that valuable. Until we know where Juliet is, we don't know whether we need to charter a jet or if your MetroCard will suffice for our journey.
It's from her.
Open it. Well, I guess we have a mission.
Buckle up, kid.
That's a virtue.
Looks like this unholy alliance is hitting the road.
Serena, help me understand. Are you upset because of what you did or because you can't remember it?
Both and neither. If you saw a photo of yourself on the internet doing cocaine, what would you think?
I wouldn't know what to think. I would never do that.
Exactly. But with me, I can't be too sure. I may not remember kissing Dan and Nate or crossing Blair, but, you know, this wouldn't be the first time that I've been with two guys in one night or betrayed my best friend.
Whoa! That never happens.
So, man.
I always knew there was something. Get out!
Things have gotten so out of control, I didn't know how to pull him back anymore.
What's happening? Okay? We have to go.
No, we can't leave.
There's drugs everywhere. We can get arrested.
So I left town alone to Cornwall, Connecticut to try to start over.
Is the pedal to the metal? Because I swear if I shoved my feet through the floor, I could run faster. At least there's no radio, so I'm spared your horrid taste of music. I think we were supposed to turn there.
You know, I tell you this, I think such a backseat driver but happen to be one when you don't even know how to drive.
I offer to get us a car service. Professional driver, comfortable seats, champagne.
We're on a mission here. We need to be able to move at any moment and tail people. Speed, if necessary.
Speed? Please. And as for tailing someone, a stretch Hummer with a hot tub would be more inconspicuous than this.
First, my dad swapped a 69 Les Paul for this car. It's a collector's item. Second, it was either this or the Lincoln Offhand, which all I'm saying is graphic.
Fine. We should almost be there. Let me just consult the GPS. Oh, wait. That's me. No, but for real, the corner should be just up here.
Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy your holiday.
We really appreciate the post interest in the company.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, that was punishing.
My face actually hurts from smiling so much. Drink?
Please, it's barely afternoon, but we've earned it.
Serena only came up once?
Yes, and I kept my promise to Eric to tell the truth. She is exhausted. I know I am.
I think we both killed it. I'm talking about how proud you are of the work I've done at the Empire.
You're saying what a great job I've done leading the board at Bath.
Well, I meant what I said.
So do I.
There was that sticky question of when I might take back the reins of Bass Industries. You kind of flinched when she asked her about it.
Well, I didn't see that it was any of her business. It's a long ways away, and it was off topic.
I will want it back at some point. You know that, right?
Of course. It was never my intention to be anything more than a custodian, overseeing the board until you're ready to do it yourself. I have to get ready for this party. And the caterers are going to be here any moment to set up, so...
See you tonight.
Oh, mwah.
It's a little early on the day for that, don't you think? Things not go well.
No, actually, the interview was fine. Is Juliet's house, then she is even freakier than we thought. Who pretends to be poor?
Wait a second. I'm not sure what's supposed to happen right now. If she is really in there, what's our plan? I mean, what are we going to do? We're just going to march up to her and pull her hair?
For starters. He's owning it.
Julie wouldn't be a boy like this, let alone host it. I don't think this is her house.
Well, Gossip Girl didn't say it was. So don't just look for Juliet. Look for clues. Or someone who has one.
Damien Dalgard.
I don't understand. What changed her mind?
Found out about the Rhinebeck house, Dad. Are you giving away 2 weeks before you start spending your money?
That's what you think? Nate, your mom and I vacationed at that place when we were first married. She said it was her dream house. I saw it was for lease, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could get out of the city, just the two of us? Spend some time reconnecting away from all our so-called friends.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I might have...
Jumped to conclusions? Pretty quickly, too.
Oh, you're right. I guess this transition's going to be harder than we thought. I'll talk to Mom.
Don't bother. I guess you're not the only one who assumed I was incapable of doing something nice. I was kidding myself. Two of us alone in the country. Two of us together at all. It's been over for a long time.
What does that mean when you get out? If you don't come home to Mom, are you going to...
The halfway house? Yes, I am.
Dad,
Nate, coming off of 2 years behind bars, a halfway house sounds pretty good to me.
If you want to stick around, I got TV privileges. The game is up.
Your sister.
She's good. She's been living in Hudson.
I banished her.
Yeah, it's been for the best. Listen, we're not here for a reunion.
Yeah, me neither. I'm working. Connecticut Probes do big business over the holidays. College kids come home. School's always reliable.
School?
Yeah. Nightly, I went there.
Wait, boarding school? Where you met Serena? I didn't make the connection, but of course, when Serena ran away, she went to the nightly school in Cornwall.
So do you know Juliet Sharp?
I do. I saw her in the city about a week ago. But whatever this is, I'm not getting involved.
Well, if you sold drugs to Juliet, then you already are.
It was bad. Serena ended up in the hospital. And she says she didn't do it to herself.
Is she okay?
She will be.
Juliet made a pretty big buy, all right? She bought coke, pills, even some ether. I assume she was throwing a party for those sorority girls at whatever house.
Ether?
It's like a turn-of-the-century roofie.
So Serena goes to boarding school with Damien. Damien sells drugs to Juliet.
But what's the connection between Juliet and Serena?
You know what? Why don't we find her address and we'll ask her ourselves? That's where I first met Juliet. She's a townie. To deal with the can opener.
It's a car from Britain. It's not that weird.
I told him we should park away from the house so no one would see us getting in it. Oh, shotgun, by the way. Better step on it, Juliet, because your clean getaway just got very messy.
Let the sugar cube melt. Drop it in. The finger's the thing. And drink up.
I love it.
Oh, turn it up. I love this song.
Serena, what do you think about a B minus?
I want an A plus.
I know, I just think it seemed pretty obvious if all of a sudden you started getting A's in Spanish. I thought we were going for more of a gradual improvement. You know, you've been studying harder and working with a tutor.
Oh, my tutor.
You!
Mr. Sharp, hi. We're Juliet's friends from New York. Is she around?
No, she's out running some errands for me.
I see. I guess we'll try again later.
Or maybe we can come in and wait. We've been dying to see her, and it was a long ride.
Sure, come on in. What did you say your names were?
Oh, we didn't. I'm Blair. This is Dan and Damien. I'll put the kettle on. You guys sit. So do you go to Columbia with Jules, or?
I do. But Dan goes to NYU, and Damien's in the School of Life.
I actually know Juliet from here. I went to Knightley.
Oh. So I assume you know our Ben. He was a damn good teacher, no matter what they say.
I don't remember him, Mr. Sharp.
No, his last name is Donovan. Same as my first husband.
Do you recognize him?
Yeah. But I didn't know he was Juliet's brother.
Well, if I taught at Knightley, I wouldn't bring my mystic pizza tiny family to school events either.
When Serena went back to the city, he got fired for sleeping with a student. Everyone was sure it was her.
Is Earl Grey okay?
Actually, we won't be able to stay.
So you're at a new school, but it's the same old thing. Partying, boys. Yeah, but there was one person there who was...
Mr. Donovan! Hey! If you're wondering, no, I don't plan to drink both of these coffees. One is actually for you. It's with two creams and no sugar. I noticed that's how you take it in the dining hall.
Thank you.
So if you don't mind, I was wondering, I actually have some questions about arbor imagery in the poems of Sylvia Plath.
Well, I happen to know that we'll be on the final next week, so go ahead, sit down.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
It felt good to have someone who paid attention to me for a positive reason. And we began to spend more and more time together.
There wasn't a keg crack within 10 miles that Serena didn't know about, and then suddenly she started staying home. reading in her room. The generous conclusion to draw would be that Serena was getting her act together, focusing on school.
Maybe no one thought that. They assumed she was sleeping with a handsome young English teacher.
Was she?
Well, I always thought the best about Serena, but...
But something made you believe it was true.
Having dinner with my aunt at the Millbrook Inn in Poughkeepsie. As we were heading out, I saw Serena checking in with Mr. Donovan.
I can't believe we got a flat tire in that weather. Trip to the Mary McCarthy Collection to the Vassar Library is so not worth it. Why don't you dry off and get something to eat, and I'll go take care of the car.
What? Are you kidding me? You're not going back out there. You'll drown.
The tire's not going to fix itself.
Yeah, but it'll stop raining by morning. Maybe we can get a room.
Serena.
You can act like you haven't thought about it.
The ability to have thoughts and not act on them is what separates man from beast.
You're not going to quote your way out of this. I know what the stakes are for you, for me too. But this is real on both sides. And if you deny it, you're lying.
I'm not a liar. I'm not going to deny anything. I care about you very much, Serena. Which is why... I'm going to brave the weather and fix the tire so I can drive you home so you can sleep in your own bed tonight.
You know, I think he was the only guy to ever say no to me. I was in love with him. Well, as in love as I'd ever been at that point. After that, I didn't know how to act around him, so we never really talked again.
This must have been very disappointing to the 16-year-old adventuress that you were at the time. But when you tell this story now, what does it make you think?
That Ben Donovan was a pretty great guy.
Hey, finally.
What do you need, Ben?
What's with the mood? Mom, are you out Christmas shopping?
No, we actually never made it to the mall. Dan and Blair showed up in Cornwall with Damien Delgard.
Damien? What's he doing with him?
Well, considering he's the one who sold me the pills that I used on Serena, I think I have a pretty good guess.
Look, I told you the drugs were going too far.
Never mind if they go to the cops.
But what if those guys show up at the mall and start asking questions?
Yeah, I'm sure they already did. And I'm sure they're figuring it all out right now. Which is exactly why I... I'm going to finish this thing once and for all like I should have done in the first place.
Where are you? Are you in the city? Juliet, you have done enough. Do not go after Serena.
If you touch her...
What? It's not like you can stop me.
Hey, I need to make another call. Please, you got to let me make a call. Okay, fine, you make the call, but someone has to warn her. Serena Vanderwoodson. Hey, Archibald. I'm Ben. I'm Juliet's brother. All right, you need to find Serena and make sure she's okay.
Wait, wait, what?
Hey, man.
Hey, you got to back up from the bars, man.
You can't talk to him, okay? Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, when's the last time you talked with Serena? She's not answering her phone.
Yeah, I took it away. It's part of her therapy.
Oh, so she's still the ostrich? That's good. I guess she's safe there.
What do you mean, safe from what?
I was visiting my dad,
and I ran into Juliet's brother, Ben.
He was really upset,
and he, seems to think Serena's in danger.
From who? Juliet?
I don't know. We didn't get a chance to say.
But, we should probably go check on her. Can you go? I'm in Staten Island.
No, I'm with Blair and Damien in Connecticut. It's a long story, but... All right, meet us at the Vanderwoodsons.
Serena should be okay where she is.
But we need to find Juliet.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Uh-oh, S. You've got a surprise visitor, and she's about to give you shock therapy.
Look, I think I figured it out. Okay, Serena had an affair with her teacher because, let's face it, Serena, what else is there to do in Connecticut? Then she came to her senses and discarded him like last season's Chanel booties. Then he became a crazy stalker and Serena pressed charges. That should be a warning to you, Humphrey.
Yeah, because the parallels are striking.
Never to be realized, literary aspirations, check. Townie, you're from Brooklyn, so check. I'm giving up everything to become Serena Vanderwood's stalker. Check. Face it, Humphrey, you are one knitted tie away from Mr. Donovan territory.
Yeah, except for the fact that stalker implies one-sided. Serena went to the Tyson Center's ball because she chose me.
Yes, it was obvious this morning at the Oscar Center that Serena couldn't wait to be in your arms.
Yeah, for the record, I haven't given anything up to Booster.
No, of course not. Besides your time. And your dignity.
You are chauffeuring around, aren't you?
And I'm just curious, when was the last time you wrote anything? And scribbling D loves S all over your journal every night doesn't count.
And the photo of me on Gossip Girl, that was you too?
Yep. I went out dressed like you and partied like it was 2007.
And then you just left me for dead in a motel room. Why? Because of Nate? Or Colin?
No, you stupid bitch, because you destroyed my brother's life.
Who's your brother?
Ben Donovan.
Ben is your brother? What did I ever do to him?
The official charges, statutory rape, and transporting a minor across state lines. But nothing happened. The girl signed an affidavit stating otherwise.
I can't believe Serena would do this. Okay, so I proved my innocence in court. It's her word against mine.
I have to advise against going to trial. They have a witness that saw you at the bed and breakfast. You left campus with an underage student and drove across state lines.
To a library?
I know. It's a bitter pill. But the girl's family doesn't want the story to get out either. So they pressured the DA into offering a plea bargain.
They can do that?
Serena's from a powerful family.
And we're nobodies.
A plea bargain keeps the case out of the papers and keeps your name off the National Sex Offenders List. You could start over again.
After I served time for a crime I didn't commit.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Thanks to you, my brother is currently serving a 5-year sentence.
I swear, I never accused Ben of any crime. He was nothing but good to me.
I saw the affidavit.
I didn't sign anything.
And then who did?
Lily!
Party is lovely.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, honestly, how is Serena doing?
Oh, she's fine. She just needed a breather. And if it were up to me, she would be at Canyon Ranch right now if they were booked.
Actually, my sister needs more than a hot stone massage to get better, but she's on her way to a full recovery.
I'm sorry. That was what Serena wanted, and you know it.
Eric, somewhere between a Marlins jersey and the absolute truth lies the better part of decorum. Becoming an adult is about learning the distinctions. You're doing some very exciting things, I hear.
I appreciate that.
Mom, hey.
Oh, sweetheart, hi.
Well, looks like Lily heard the divorce is back on. Look, I messed up. The house Dad rented, it was a place in Rhinebeck you guys went on your first vacation. He really did want to surprise you.
I'm afraid it doesn't change anything.
But it's not his fault. And now he's going to have to go to a halfway house?
I'm sorry, Nate. It was never going to work. We were all just fooling ourselves.
Hi, Anne.
The truth is, I need this more than I need your father.
Minnie, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Is that one of your designs?
It is.
Oh, you look adorable.
Thank you.
Come. I need to catch up with you.
Good evening. On behalf of Bass Industries, I'd like to wish you all a very happy holiday. I'd also like to acknowledge my stepmother and all the work she's done for the company.
Serena, what is she doing here?
It's okay. I asked Juliet to come. Wait here. I'm going to go talk
to
my mom.
When Charles asked me to take over, I was overwhelmed.
Serena, explain.
His family.
And I've tried to do what's best for my family. It's the one thing that has always guided me. Serena! What a lovely surprise. Are you okay?
I need to talk to you.
Okay. Well, let's just take a few photos real quick. Smile. What's going on?
I don't know, but I feel a little sick inside, and not just because I'm looking at him. What if you come to recruit another virgin to be your drug mule?
I would say, why are you available? But I'm leaving. Thanks for the ride into the city.
Okay, that's...
Thanks for helping.
I can't do this. Okay. Hi, I'm Serena. I'm Lily's daughter. I wasn't going to be able to make it tonight because, I was actually at the Ostroff Center. Though if it were up to my mother, she'd have you believe that I was at Canyon Ranch. That's because having a daughter who's in a mental hospital threatens her carefully protected image. She wants you all to think that she's the perfect host and mother and wife. But the truth is, she's a selfish liar who will destroy anyone who stands in her way.
Time to turn on the charm, Lily. Because your perfect party just turned into the perfect storm.
I apologize. I told Serena she couldn't take the company plane to Belize for Christmas break, and apparently she took it harder than I realized. Go find out what's going on with your sister.
Please, Rufus. Take the holiday to get things under control. With the upcoming sale of Bass Industries, we don't need any more surprises. Lily said she told you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Forgive me. It's been a dizzying few days.
I don't know what's going on, but Serena brought Juliet here tonight.
Don't take one step closer to her. How do you feel about prison food and daily strip searches?
Pete, it's okay. I talked to Juliet. She's not the problem anymore. It's my mom.
Well, clearly she's drugged Serena again. Dan, write a list of everything Damien said that he sold to Juliet. And you, look at the list and tell us which one of those drugs causes you to repeatedly trust psychopaths. And you call the police.
Okay, nobody is calling the police. I know everything that Juliet did, and nothing excuses it. But the Vanderwoodsons are not putting any more of her family members behind bars. Juliet, I'll find a way to get Ben out of prison, I promise. You're free to go now.
What? No, this is unacceptable. Juliet has tried to hurt you too many times. You can't just let her walk away.
Blair's right, Serena.
I promise I won't do anything to harm Serena again, or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah, that's reassuring.
I'm sorry. I just spent a day in a car with Dan Humphrey to try to track her down, and you're just letting her leave.
I really need someone to tell me what's going on.
Okay, look, I'll explain everything to everyone. I just need to talk to my mom first.
I apologize, Charles. It seems that my biological children don't understand that when business is at stake, you need to leave your dirty laundry in the hamper.
Is that what Ben Donovan was to you, dirty laundry?
Who's Ben Donovan?
He was my boarding school teacher. Mom falsely accused him of statutory rape, so now he's serving time for a crime he didn't commit.
Is that what the Ostroff Center calls treatment these days? Public scenes and false accusations?
Juliet is Ben's sister. She told me everything. So please, no more lying. What happened?
You wanted to come home, and I wanted you here. But when Constance saw your records from Knightley, they wouldn't take you back. And it was the same with all the decent schools. And I was worried about your future, so I went to Knightley and talked to the administration.
Of course you did.
But when I was on campus, there were some girls gossiping about you. They said that you had spent the night at a bed and breakfast with one of your teachers.
That was just gossip.
Well, it was gossip I could use to our advantage. I expressed my concern to the school that one of their teachers was having an inappropriate relationship with my underage daughter.
So you sent Ben to prison so that I could go to Constance?
Well, no, of course not. But after I left, the school alerted the authorities, and then I didn't know what I had set in motion until I was contacted by the DA, and by then it was too late.
What, too late to tell the truth? Do you just destroy a man's life, all so that you can keep up appearances?
No, I did this for you, for your future. Look, it's not like Mr. Donovan was guilt-free. He shouldn't have been having an affair with a student.
But he didn't do anything. Nothing ever happened.
So you don't have to protect him.
I'm not protecting him. He never touched me, Mom. You sent an innocent man to prison.
Look, everyone here has crossed the line at some point to protect someone they care about. Sometimes there's collateral damage.
It's not so easy when you're the collateral damage. Maybe it's time to put everything on the table. Lily, do you have something you need to tell Chuck?
Well, if there was something I wanted to tell Charles, I would have told him.
Lily's selling Bass Industries.
It's all very complicated. I had to talk to the board first.
I trusted you with my father's company. I want it back. Immediately.
Do you really think the board would allow me to give the company to someone who just disappeared for 3 months? Your instability is the reason that I ended up in charge in the first place.
I won't let you do this, Lily.
I'm so sorry. Please believe me. You have to.
I don't have to do anything for you ever again.
I didn't want to hurt anyone, Rufus. I really thought I was helping.
I'm sorry, Lily. I don't know that I believe that anymore.
They say you reap what you sow. Better get out your gardening gloves, Lily. Looks like you're going to have a bumper crop this year.
See, I told you. Food is more delicious when you cook it yourself.
Yup. That's why we're going to end this experiment in middle class living and then call the housekeeping to clean up.
No way. I stuck my hand at the turkeys, but you're not getting out of your job.
Well, I provided the location, so I did my part. Now I'm off to New Zealand. Enjoy a taste of summer. And girls seem like sex games in the rainforest.
All up clear. It's only fitting seeing as I did the shopping since the table end. But we'll start the cooking.
All right.
Is that Lily?
Oh, Proxy. She's in Montecito, so she's having a CC call. Is Rufus going to join her?
Yeah, but he's driving out on his own. I think he needed time to clear his head.
See, I told you road trips are strictly for Humphreys.
Since my mom isn't going to help get Ben out of jail, I want to find the judge whose name is on the affidavit. I think that he lives upstate, so I thought I'd turn it into a road trip. Why don't you come with me?
How long were you thinking?
Well, I have to be back by the time school starts. I called Dean Ruther and explained that it wasn't me that dropped out. She was not happy, but she did reinstate me.
Goodbye, friends. Yeah. I'll see you in the new year.
Wait, I'll walk you out. Here.
New Zealand? That's awfully close to Australia.
You know me, I like the hate.
Well, you'll get plenty of it if you try to make a deal with the devil. Jack will never help you.
Maybe. Just your enemy makes for unlikely friends. You ready? Happy holidays, Blair.
Hey, I'm sorry to just spring the road trip on you like that. I didn't even ask what your plans for the break were.
Oh, no, I don't really have any plans. I was sort of hoping to hang out with you and go see some movies, maybe get some writing done.
Well, then why don't you come with me? You could still write. Come on, it would be so much fun. It'd be just the two of us listening to the radio and eating roadside food and do a little recon on the movie. What do you say? I think it would be good for us.
But would it be good for you? Serena, I would love to go away with you, but it feels like this trip is something you might need to do on your own.
I've been trying so hard to prove to the world that I've changed. But I think the person that doubted the most was me. I'm going to work on that.
And you'll succeed. I know you will. And I know you better than anyone. Be safe.
Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain.
Whenever we give up something we really care about, we hope that the universe will reward our selfless choice.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I done some research
on my options for halfway houses, and some of them aren't too bad. I mean, after prison,
it's not like I need the Four Seasons.
What about the Empire?
What do you mean?
Well, I spoke with the parole board. I gave them my address as where I'll be reporting in January. I want you to come back to a home.
Thank you, Nate. Can't tell you how much this means to me.
Well, I'm out buying you some new clothes. I know you've been locked away for a while, but no one's wearing orange this season.
However, it's not always fate that gives us a gift. Sometimes it's someone closer to home.
What are you still doing here? Shouldn't you be off living your dream? Days on end in a real car with Serena?
No, I'm staying here. So actually, I'll be living on my nightmare. Trapped in the city with only Will Waldorf to talk to.
Nate's here. I'll share custody as long as I'm in first position.
Nate's with his grandfather.
Eric, then?
Gustav, with Elliot, please don't return to the list. I promise you, it's just me. I won't be calling. I'm going to be very busy writing, turning Vanessa's room into an office, seeing Nanette at the film forum.
I'm seeing Nanette at film forum.
You like French documentaries about orangutans?
Nanette is an inspiration. Last summer, I'd go to the Jardin des Plantes all the time just to visit her. If we happen to run into each other, please don't sit next to me.
I wouldn't think of it. Let's just finish these dishes so we can go home. All right.
I'll wash. You dry. You wouldn't know how to handle right now.
Just going for the one holding what appears to be a bottle of L'Occitane shampoo.
You can't wash good wine glasses in common dish soap. Just follow my lead, Humphrey. You're used to doing that.
She please just tell me what's going on. My mom and sister are out of town, so I know they aren't busy now.
Thank you, Lord.
Serena, what are you doing here?
I'm scared of them, Steve.
I don't know what to say.
Neither do I. But I feel like I should start. If you love someone, set them free. XOXO, Gossip Girl.